Hello everyone, I'm John Leeming and welcome to The Organist Encores. A different version of the signature tune this week for no other reason than I found it on a mystery CD. The album is called Well It's a Favourites and it contains no fewer than 86 incomplete tracks. Yes, 86 snatches of popular tunes, each lasting less than a minute. There's no mention of who's playing or what the organ is, but Damon's research has revealed that it's the same as a CD called The Magical Wurlitzer, featuring the late Raymond Warbank of Blackpool North Pier fame on Wurlitzer Electronic. Quite why my version was issued without credits is anyone's guess, but it's nice to have Raymond launching the programme this week. I've called today's show Home and Away because there's some connection with home in each track. Maybe an organ in someone's home, or perhaps one that's moved home a few times, or some other association. Here's an organ now in its third home, and this week it celebrated its 85th birthday. It started at the Gaumont Wood Green, spent a while at Twickenham Technical College, and has now lived at the Thorngate Hall Gosport for nearly 40 years. Now, 34 years ago, I dragged my trusty Revox tape recorder along there to record one of the bright young stars of the 1980s, and here she is, with a clever insertion of Soldier on the Shelf into Parade of the Tin Soldiers. It's Carolyn Riddick. Thank you. Lovely, Carolyn Riddick at the Gosport Compton in 1985. The 1980s was a bumper decade for new talent, but new talented players still find their way to the surface from time to time. Here's one of today's bright young things, David Gray, playing the 321 hybrid Wurlitzer in the home of Dennis and Margaret Unks in the town of Erie, Pennsylvania. David gives a cleverly updated treatment to that 100-year-old standard, Hindustan. Hindustan, 21st century style from David Gray. Now over to that great inspiration to so many theatre organists from generation to generation, the Blackpool Tower Ballroom. That's been one home to two organs, and here's the man who made it famous. On the second of those two organs, the 314 Wurlitzer that still takes pride of place there, Reginald Dixon, with one of his more laid-back medleys, this time from 1947. Thank you. Was that the thump of a Wurlitzer pneumatic piston change at the end there? Reginald Dixon at the Tower with So Would I, You Keep Coming Back Like a Song, which was one of my favourites at the age of five, would you believe, and Let It Be Soon, on a Columbia 78 from one of my mini boxes of old records. Now, the Plough Inn in the hamlet of Great Mundon in Hertfordshire was going to be a home for the former Compton man, Gerald Carrington, but instead it became a home to a fine Compton theatre organ, and Gerald moved down the road. One of the many playing regulars who entertained the drinking regulars was the much-missed Alec Leader. Here he is with There Will Never Be Another You. How about that? What a joy it used to be able to just wander in and enjoy top-class playing for the price of a pint. One of the resident organists there in the 1970s was David Shepherd, and he's a past master of providing a home for theatre organs. He's had three incarnations in his Holbeach home, starting with a mellotone instrument with a handful of added pipes. Here's the second version, when the organ had reached some nine ranks, with Tom Hazelton in concert there in 1988.
Thank you.
Gershwin's But Not For Me from Tom Hazleton at Dalby House. Since that time, David Shepherd's Hybrid Compton has grown to 22 ranks, plus a piano and a theatre mellotone. So let's hear David himself with his own dreamy arrangement of Blue Moon.
Thank you.
David Sheppard on what must surely be one of the finest home installations anywhere. His own carefully selected pipework blending to make a mellifluous musical meld. A famous signature tune there, your actual old organ grinder, Robin Richmond, on Hammond organ, an instrument found in people's homes all over the world. That comes from a series of his one-man shows called Bobbin' Along in 1959. The original series of those shows in 1951 featured the BBC theatre organ, but as far as I can discover, the later ones on Hammond were only broadcast on the overseas service. So what we're going to hear now is probably the first time it's been broadcast in Britain. Robin managed to preserve a couple of the programmes, so here he is to tell us more.
Hello friends, Robin Richmond here, perched once again astride the mighty Seraphina, or Organum Electronicum, and wearing my specially trained organ-playing pair of socks, which guide my feet onto the right notes, occasionally. Well now, how do you like your curry, your ladies, and your political arguments? Well, I think I'm right in assuming that our first title gives the correct answer. Some like it hot.
Yeah, good old Robin, bobbing along at Bush House 60 years ago. While he was at the BBC, Robin Richmond was instrumental, if you'll forgive the pun, in getting the third BBC theatre organ installed in their Playhouse Theatre in Manchester. This was the 313 Wurlitzer from the Empress Ballroom in Blackpool, which itself was built from the original 1928 Tower Ballroom organ. Let's go over to the BBC Wurlitzer now, where we join Brian Rodwell. Thank you. There, who needs tremulance, eh? Give me the Simple Life in 1981 from Brian Rodwell at the BBC Theatre Organ. That's it now from me, John Leeming. Until we meet in April, have a good month, and let's home in on Robert Wolf to close the show in time-honoured fashion.